I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hey, everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where producer Rich has been mucking around with the intro, and I'm just going to read it word for word and see what you think. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where it is therefore senseless to think of complaining since nothing foreign has decided what we feel, what we live, or what we are. Thanks for joining us.
That sounds like auto-suggest.
Needs citation, I think, as the intro for the show today. Needs
citation. Citation is incoming. Nope, is
nope.
All it says.
He will not. We are delighted to have you and producer Rich with us today. We are so lucky.
Yes. We are professional podcasters at your service to help us all find the things in the world, spot them, and say, it's a thing.
This among all the things shall be elevated.
Elevated. Yeah.
Shall be evelated. Like the man said, professional podcasters.
That's right. That's what we are. Right there. You could tell.
That's it.
Because a lot of people don't know the word evelated. You know,
that's
you
right.
Might think it was a mistake or something, but we're pros.
No.
We know.
We're pros.
Yeah.
You can trust us.
So I want to thing spot. This isn't a pay attention, it's coming or it's new. This is, I think, a rising thing that some of you may already be familiar with, which is to use bless, not as, which we've talked about before, as like, oh, bless, like, oh, that poor thing, but to mean give me money. If you would like to bless me with a contribution. If you'd
oh,
like
really?
To bless me on my Patreon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of connecting back to the church, where you give like a love offering, it seems like. Uh-huh. It's kind of connected to that. I've heard podcasters do it. I've heard YouTubers do it. I've seen it on the socials, you know, taking a term and slowly using it for slightly different thing.
Interesting. I'm going to watch out for this because I don't believe that I have seen it, but I have seen bless and blessings and like that usage has certainly
yep.
broadened. And it yeah. would not surprise me if it had come around to P.S. give me money.
You want to bless?
But nicer.
Yeah. So if patreon.com/ it's a thing, if you'd like to bless us over there.
Exactly. If you'd like to bless us, if you'd like to bless the show. Wow, that seems super sacrilegious. I don't think we're saying that again.
See, but it's that's what makes it fun.
I mean, it is. Really. Okay, fine.
Bless me on Venmo, says our producer.
Bless
Rich.
Me on Venmo.
In
bless
the name
me
of
on
the
Patreon.
Venmo and the social feed, and yeah.
You're just Tom's like, I. You know what? I'm leaning all the way in. Just going. Going for it.
So if you're talking PayPal, is the father Elon Musk or
Peter Thiel?
Would be yeah. Peter Thiel. Mm-hmm. And who's the? Never mind.
I don't know. It's a whole mafia. Reed Hastings, is he one of them?
Was he one of them? No, he was already at Netflix back in
he
the
was?
Day. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because Netflix started in the 90s.
Now I have to look it up. Even that's not our show at all. I have to know who blessed us with PayPal.
I know, I know. I have to know that too. Netflix was a .com era company. It just didn't really take off until mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Max Levchin,
that's right.
There's mm-hmm. also Ken Howery, Luke Nosek, and Yu Pan, who never get the attention that the other ones do.
They really never do. Max Levchin is the only other one, and I think that's partly, too, because he went on to start a firm.
Mm-hmm.
So he is partly why we have... After pay. After bless.
That sounds dirty. That sounds like something you need to dispose of in a biohazard bucket.
I am really filled with regret. Like, I thought I was going to bring it around, back around in a comedic way. And
then all of a sudden you turned that corner and realized you were in an alley.
so sorry. So I'm just going to move right along to a thing that I have been seeing and I didn't know what it was. And then I just bought one. I feel like you've got these around your house, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So I just discovered the face roller. Mm-hmm. And the way I discovered this is through another thing that I wish I had realized was a thing before I had my party on Sunday. And that thing is half Christmas in July. So I'm not going to do it officially. I'm just going to make it a sub thing to face rollers. So Christmas in July, for some reason, was like a really big thing this year. I saw it everywhere. Okay. I saw lots of like references to it in magazines.
Been around for a long time, but it had a little surge, you're saying.
It kind of did. And it was just like a little bit more in the consciousness. And I had never done it before until last year during the pandemic when we had half Christmaka, because it was like one of the Mad Hatter theme parties that kept the pod entertained. And the family loved it. And it's a new tradition. And so I was shopping for stocking stuffers for the big Christmaka party and came across these. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy one of these because I keep seeing them everywhere and I don't know what they are. And these things are facial rollers. And they kind of look like a little, if you have not seen them in the store, and now you totally will, they look a little like a razor, except that it has a roller on one end. And the fancy ones have like a big roller on the top and a small roller on the bottom. And it looks totally baffling and vaguely inappropriate.
You know what they remind me of?
Three of them, yeah.
They remind me of very small versions of that thing you use on your lawn to like smooth out bumps.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Exactly, but tiny. And they do have some with spikes that are kind of like the ones you would use to aerate your lawn.
To aerate your face.
But to aerate your face. So I bought three of them as stocking stuffers, and I was like, to be honest, I don't know what these are. And then I looked them up and was like, what do you in fact do with a little face roller? And they're like, they're made out of jade or rose quartz or amethyst. And you just roll them on your face for at home. Yeah, Cher Marie, for at home self-care. And I have to say, absolutely delightful. And I am convinced after I used it, I was like, I think it may have smoothed out my skin a little. I was a little blotchy today.
So it works just like your lawn.
It works just like your lawn. Exactly. Yeah. It kind of, you know, like improves circulation. They say it can reduce puffiness and it can do like just a little bit of brief, you know, temporary kind of contouring. It's just like a little massage, but they're cool because they're crystal. And in fact, I put mine in the fridge.
And then it cools you down.
Hot out, yeah, and then it just cools you down. Oh my goodness. I
guarantee delightful. You there's almost no science behind this, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Exactly. I looked it up. I was like, myths, you know, facts and myths or whatever.
Yeah.
And the facts were like, no, it can definitely smooth out your skin a little bit. Because anything that improves your circulation does.
Sure. Improving your circulation. Cool. I mean, massages, they're not necessarily clinical, but they feel good and they help improve your circulation. And, you know, there's some measurable effects there. Why wouldn't this work?
Calm inflammation, like just give you a little glow. I will say, I totally noticed it. Like, I really did. I used the little roller. I looked it up. I rolled in the right direction, whatever. And then I went in the bathroom half an hour later or something. And I was like, all that red blotchiness on my cheek this morning is way better.
I could see that being testable, where you could be like, oh, no. It actually, like, got the blood in your face flowing well enough to not blotch up somehow. I could see that working.
Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, and honestly, it makes perfect sense. Like, of course, you massaged it out.
Yeah.
I don't know about the lymphatic drainage. That is being claimed by some of them.
Be careful with that. Yeah. Yep. You don't want to drain your lymph nodes too much.
I don't know if it's really eliminating toxins.
No, that's just that. Whenever somebody says eliminating toxins, I'm like, okay, empty words. You didn't say anything. I'm pretend you were silent for a moment.
But they're just like a lovely little home facial tool. It's totally fun to use. I'm sure I'll use it 10 times and then forget about it. And if you're looking for Christmas in July or Hanukkah in July stocking stuffer, rock it.
Jade Roller would be a great team name. The Cincinnati Jade Rollers.
And I want to be clear that I found these at like Cost Plus. Like I've seen them at the airport. You're going to start seeing them everywhere now because I was walking by them for ages being like, I don't know what the heck this thing is and it looks weird.
The first time I ever saw one was we were watching The Last Empress, one of the Korean dramas, a couple of years ago. And one of the characters was sitting there rolling her face. And I turned to Eileen. I'm like, what is that? What is she doing? And Eileen's like, oh, I have one of those. It's a face roller, you know, and she said all the things that you said, smooths out your face, improves circulation, all that stuff. So yeah, we have a couple of these in our household. I've never actually used one. I don't know if the beard really is amenable to that, but yeah, maybe I'll try it anyway.
I was delighted to see that there was an article about it in The Sun from a couple weeks ago, July 19th, saying, if you haven't treated yourself to one of the best jade rollers, then you're missing out on the worst kept skincare secret.
Now,
AKA, it's a thing.
The Sun, not being a terribly reliable source for many kinds of information, definitely a reliable source for whether something's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. When it comes to a trend and a trend watch, for sure.
Okay. So I don't even know what to call this next thing. I'm going to describe it. And I think there might be a collection of things in here, honestly, but there's a show on Netflix that just premiered its second season called I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Have you heard of the show?
Yes.
Sketch comedy, awkward, uncomfortable comedy. People who like it find it absolutely hilarious. Other people are totally like, don't get it, weird, maybe even marginally offensive. Right. But it's got its following. One of the skits from the current new season was sloppy steaks. And it's just one of those dumb jokes where like they're like, we go out for sloppy steaks. And the idea is and so the funny part of this is going to get entirely lost in the translation, but I have to tell you to make the rest of it make sense. The idea of the sketch is that people go to steakhouses and then pour water on their steaks. And the people in the steakhouses get really upset because they're like, what are you doing? And people are like, sloppy steaks. Woo. We got away with it. Super dumb. Right. But the joke is pouring water on your steak and getting away with it. Well, Babish Culinary Universe, with its 9.18 million subscribers, does a fair business showing you how to make high-end culinary items, which, like I said, collection of things here. I Think You Should Leave might be a thing. Cooks doing like high-end YouTube videos that are super well-produced, definitely a thing. Binging with Babish, did sloppy steaks from I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson as an elevated gourmet meal. Making a broth to pour over the steak.
Yep.
Making the steak, obviously a very high-end expensive steak. Never, ever cracking a smile, acknowledging it as a joke. Just like, we're going to make sloppy steaks from I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the consomme. couple joke cracks here and there just about the high-end nature of what he's doing, but just playing it straight. Otherwise.
Well, so the funny part about this is like, I Think You Should Leave is definitely a thing. Actual Good Cooking on YouTube is also a thing. And Binging with Babish is a thing.
Oh,
this guy has been everywhere lately. And in fact, I even saw him. There's a show with Roy Choi and that guy who produced that movie, Chef, who also is in the Avengers. He's Tony Stark's, like, funny, comedic security
John
guy.
Favreau.
John Favreau, thank you. Oh, my God. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, they do a show, like a cooking show, and they go to all these places.
Oh, right.
And see
if, I've seen that. John Favreau and Roy Choi's thing. Yeah, gotcha.
Yes,
I'm caught up. Yeah.
And they did an episode with the guy from Binging with Babish, whose name is Andrew.
And Babish has done other lighthearted things.
Well, that's his whole deal of Binging with Babish. Not his whole deal. There's some basics and basic cooking stuff. But a big part of where that show started is that he makes meals from like shows and cartoons.
And so.
And then does a fancy version of it. So he'll make it like the grill, like a pizza ball from, you know, some dumb cartoon.
Right. He's done food from The Sims, for instance, you know.
Yes.
And weird stuff like that. But the sloppy steaks, I think, is a level above because. It's not food.
You're like, that's not food.
It's not even meant to be taken seriously. And yet, he makes something that looks really good. You're like, actually, I need that sloppy steak. That broth looks pretty tasty.
Yep. I know. Well, that's how he gets you. Is that you would totally make it after that. And you're like, duh. Thank you. At Porter is literally narrating everything that we're saying in the Discord as we're saying it. You should, everyone, just literally become a patron at $1 a month so that you can join the Discord and see At Porter be like, yeah, here's Binging with Babish, his Krabby Patty Supreme.
Here's his Krabby Patty. Yeah, nice.
Here's the episode that he was on with Jon Favreau. Macarons from The Mandalorian. But all of those things, you have like hit a trifecta. You've hit a hat trick.
That's why I said in our rundown, I wrote, I don't even know what to call this, but it is a thing.
Right. It is all a thing.
Is it a triple thing? Is it a hat trick of a thing? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to call it a hat trick. I definitely am, because people keep mentioning this, I think you should leave thing. Binging with Babish, we've been watching almost nonstop and it's exhausting.
And it that is a sub thing of these high end, you know, fun, like really well shot, make the food look delicious, super quick cuts, you know, with ASMR, like, you know, sizzle sounds and everything. So all the whisking and everything sounds really good. Like that, that's a whole thing on its own too.
It is all just a thing. I'm sorry. I thought there was a spider on me.
A Cleveland spider?
Freaked out. Hey-o, good one. Free show.
Go Guardians.
It's Wednesday, so I don't have to worry about this yet. And frankly, I never worried about it, and I never realized it was such a thing. And I only assume that it must be a thing because everybody is so anxious all the time. But evidently, Sunday scaries are a thing. This being the feeling of dread and terror and sadness that you have about returning to work on Monday. So like that Sunday is kind of a bummer all day long. And I think probably this feeling existed before, but I have now just become aware of the unbelievable pervasiveness of this term, Sunday scaries. So much so that the Washington Post even wrote a whole column about it on July 25th. What are the Sunday scaries and how can you banish them?
This is what it's like to get old. Is things that already existed get discovered by a younger generation. They give it a new name.
They have jobs now.
Suddenly it's the, you know, no one knew that people hated Mondays. I've never read Garfield. I have no idea.
Never read Garfield. The kids read Garfield.
And then you have to stop yourself from pissing all over their idea because you're like, yeah, you were there once. You went through the same thing. Don't yuck their yum. They're dealing with the Sunday scaries, whatever they want to call it, it's fine. We've all been there. So you know what? Instead of I've stopped my eyes from rolling, and I'm here for you, millennials. Like, yes, we all hate Mondays. And whatever I can lend you from my experience of getting through a Sunday, dreading going back to work on Monday, I'm happy to give.
We're here for you. Yeah. We're here for you, kids. What I love too is, should you want to know exactly what generation we're talking about here, let me read you the lead of this Washington Post piece. On Sunday evenings, Lauren Tynan watches the animated sitcom Bob's Burgers while maybe slipping a glass of wine. She's trying to stave off the Sunday scaries, a tendency to overthink the work week ahead, her mind busily running through everything she needs to accomplish and sometimes landing on worst case scenarios. So you have stoner cartoons, which are like, were a hallmark of our generation in some ways and are even more of a hallmark of this generation. You have a lady sipping a glass of wine. You have anxiety and catastrophizing. Mm. Like, it's like the millennial buffet.
Trifecta. Buffet. Here would be my advice. Save Bob's Burgers to watch on Monday evening after work.
Yeah.
Because so then you can watch it on Hulu without ads. Because it shows up on Mondays on Hulu, and you've got a little treat at the end of your workday. I speak directly from experience, literally with Bob's Burgers. That's what I do when it's on. I watch it Mondays on Hulu after hilarious. I'm done with my workday.
On Saturdays, when I wake up, I'm still pretty excited for the day, but those Saturday nights create so much anxiety, says Natalie Zisa, 26. I mean, guys, aren't you also the generation of mindfulness and mindful meditation? Like, live in the moment. You're literally just ruining your own Sundays by freaking out about work. Maybe your jobs are not good.
I would also say that's normal. Don't think that you're the first person to ever feel that. you know, because I think that's how you get obsessed with stuff. It's like,
I'm not,
yeah,
to be clear, I'm not talking about the feeling. Like, the feeling is very
but,
common.
But
all
I
the way
think
back
the
to
obsession
Garfield.
And the anxiety
phrase,
that spirals out of control starts when you're like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? I'm so worried. It's like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. That's totally natural. Yeah, of course you're worried about Monday. Just let it go. And like Molly said, get mindful about something and don't worry about it till Monday. That said, I have had friends and family who are really upset on Sundays, especially when they've got like a really nasty work week coming. And there's sometimes it's just you just got to be like, yeah, it's going to suck. Sorry.
Yeah. Also, really, it's for me, it's less about the actual anxiety about Sunday, which, again, evergreen, as it is this particular phrase, the Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
Like the White House tweeted it like this month with a picture of like Biden and Harris. There's no Sunday scaries when you get to work for the American people every day.
Oh,
like
boy.
It's just a what? Yes, that too.
There's no Sunday scaries when nuclear war is threatening you every day.
I love that. Like, we've just stirred up Tom's Gen X rage. Like, we're not even supposed to have rage, but here's the thing, we freaking do. And Tom is starting to live it. Living it.
But
Sunday scaries.
But
they
I
have
hold
a cute
to my
new
thing
word
of like,
for it.
The key is to realize you're not the first. This is totally natural. You're not experiencing some oddity of the modern age. Yes, we have climate change. Yes, we have pandemic. There's a lot of things that are particular to this decade, but the Sunday scaries ain't one of them. That's timeless. Since work weeks began, it's timeless.
I can't wait to see what the next generation names it. To be honest.
Ooh, yeah. Gen Z will probably come up with something really cool, like piss off Monday.
Maybe they'll have a 4-day week and they won't
have to
worry about
it. There'll be some Olivia Rodrigo attitude. Like, good for you, Monday.
Producer Rich says Sunday scaries used to be called Cleveland Browns football.
Well, that's how my dad dealt with the Sunday scaries. He'd drink a beer and watch football all day. Take his mind off it. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. The feeling and the phrase.
Good
as
one. That's a good one. I like that one.
It's everywhere, man. Everywhere.
All right. What things have you brought to us? Many of you are kind enough and generous enough to send us email feedback at itsathing.me. Sean is one of them, a.k.a. Flavor Toothpaste, who wrote in with perhaps a serendipitous thing saying, just a little thing-a-dote. I was rewatching a Let's Play of a video game from 2013, The Wonderful 101. One of the characters in this game is named Chewgi. Chewgi.
Oh.
Having learned about Chewgi, Cheugy, from It's a Thing, coming across this name again gave me a little chuckle.
Aww. Also, thingadote is amazing.
Oh, no, that's brilliant. I love that.
Vaughn wrote in with a bike shorts follow up. I can most definitely confirm that bike shorts are a thing, at least in my Google News feed. And this is to my great annoyance. As a male cyclist, I am, of course, interested in purchasing cycling apparel for my cycling habit. However, over the past couple of years, my Google News feed has been more and more inundated with articles about bike short fashion, and it is definitely reaching a crescendo. When I try to indicate I am not interested in that topic, the only option is to tell it that I'm not interested in cycling apparel, which I am interested in. I'm just not interested in the fashion trend of bike shorts. Ugh. So yes, it is a thing, one that has been slowly building for the past few years, and poor Vaughn is caught in a vortex of mistargeted ads.
You know what the positive takeaway here is?
Mm.
The ad companies don't know everything about you.
Yeah, seriously.
Not yet.
Every time they fail, the humans still have a chance.
Hollyhock posted a possible art thing on Discord saying, I feel like there's a newish thing with people making resin art projects. I've seen several people I follow on various social media platforms showing off work they've done in resin. Resin having a moment, maybe.
I guess so. I'm going to keep an eye out for that. And then Afi James also posted a possible thing on Discord. A thing I see marketed all over the place on the internet, but not in real life yet, is metal cuff bracelets. It may be targeted towards me because I'm into EDC, everyday carry stuff, but I see it all over lists of fashionable things too. I have questions.
Metal cuff bracelets.
EDC?
Everyday carry.
I don't know what everyday carry is.
That's the Carrie Bradshaw that isn't, you know, especially dressed up for her weekend out. It's Everyday Carrie. No?
Everydaycarrie.com is like tools and flashlights. I mean, I see where you were going there. I got you.
I was just buying you time to look it up. Really.
I got you. Thanks. Good save. Seems like everyday carry is kind of like, your wallet and backpack stuff? Oh, like, what's okay. in your bag? Yeah,
actually, now that I'm seeing what it is, I'm like, yes. It's been a minute since I heard somebody use that term, but yes. Everyday carry is like the stuff you bring with you. Your pen, screwdrivers, if you're in the kind of, you know, computer repair where you need them all the time, sunglasses,
right, your
keys.
Your essentials, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got it.
Hmm. Okay. The website looks very prepper. everydaycarry.com, but they might have just gad
pocket knives. Oh,
okay,
pocket
I
knives
just broke. I was like gad. I'm gonna keep looking for the metal cuff bracelets. That one looks actually kind of awesome, and you could probably use it to like jimmy open a door. So
yeah,
preppers, thank you for all the emails. Keep them coming. feedback@itsathing.me. and now we turn to the shout outs. Those of you who are kind and generous enough to support us at the shout out level at patreon.com/itsathing, get your own custom, perfectly artisanally crafted shout outs every week put together by producer Rich. And today's come again. I know you saw this coming, but you know, try not to jump to conclusions. Come from the 1920 essay, The Future Russian Constitution as Seen by Russian Liberals in the American Political Science Review.
All I have to say to Rich is, first of all, bravo, as usual. Second of all, you're going to have to assign paragraphs, because you don't want to see Molly and I arm wrestling over who gets / has to read the paragraph with all the French in it.
With all the French. I can take the French if you want, because I did study that for 10 years, but then it's going to sound... This isn't even like totally...
Should I do the other paragraphs in a Russian accent?
I mean, right?
Duh.
Should you? Yeah.
Хорошо.
One must further keep in mind...
that Annie Price means mostly destruction, and that only after Kevin Seal is over does the constructive work, the building up of the new social or political order, begin.
Eric Duncan said long ago, en révolution, il ne faut jamais se mettre du côté des instants gens. Eux sont toujours huit balais. And Louis Saint-Amour, a representative of the conservatives who suffered the most, added, les honnêtes gens ont toujours peur, c'est la nature. It is perfectly true that the majority... I'm like mixing up French and Russian. It's perfectly true that the majority of the honest Jake Woods are always terribly frightened by revolutionary events. This is one of the many reasons why so little creative work can be done while the revolutionary upheaval is still in progress. Joe Hood is always coercive, repressive, conservative, and constrictive, and can never achieve or create anything.
No, ni pravda, et всё, that the majority of the nation, the honest Gabriel Cohen, come back to work after Mike Akins has taken place, without having learned anything. One can be quite sure that no matter what government or system will evolve from the present state of anarchy and James C. Smith destruction, many of the new ideas have come to stay сегодня.
I don't really know why I'm banging on the...
I mean, it just kind of...
Table was called for, but it was called for.
Seems right. Yeah, yeah. You had your shoe off, right? And you were, yeah.
This is one of the many reasons. Like, I kind of want to go back and do that one in the accent, just to make it proper.
Is Venetia special на автобус?
Damn. Or as producer Rich says, the fact that this is a job in itself is unbelievable to me. Agreed. We all agree. We cannot believe... 100%. ...that this is our job. We are so... lucky. We're so lucky to have you support us. We are so lucky to have producer Rich. Thank you. You can become a member of It's a Thing and join the Discord live as we record. Hang out with your fellow patrons. You'll also get the ad-free RSS feed and the pre and post show bonus stuff. Patreon.com/It's a Thing.
And don't forget to email us. That email address once again, feedback@itsathing.me.
Talk to you next time.
Bye. До свидания.
До свидания.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.